Proclamation number 7776 of 19th of December, 1960. Source of life. An inexhaustible source has been made accessible to you, and you no longer need to suffer hardship because you may accept food and drink at any time. Because you can always fetch strength from the source for your pilgrimage on this earth. And thus again and again you receive loving words from your Father. I always speak to my children when they want to hear me. And thus you receive the most delicious gift which your Father in heaven has in store for his children. Therefore you need never be despondent. You can let go of all fear. You can always know that you are protected in my presence. You need only reach for my hand and it will never let go of you. Because the Father dearly loves his children and wants to guide them into eternal life. So you know that you are not alone. That you leave yourselves to. You know that I am with you, and you have the proof of this, for you hear my voice, or even what you lack I impart to you, light and strength, food and drink for your soul, for you need only bow down and draw from the spring, you need only drink from the water of life and eat from the bread of heaven. And you will be able to continue your pilgrimage strengthened. I myself will guide you up to the heights where a life of bliss awaits you, where all adversity will come to an end, where you will be blissfully happy because you are close to me. Don't let yourselves be weighed down by earthly worries and hardships, for you possess a precious possession, you possess my word. You are directly addressed by me and you cannot measure the amount of grace that flows to you as a result. Only you must also immerse yourselves in my word. You must want to impart food and drink to your soul and therefore let yourselves be addressed by me in the will to refresh and strengthen yourselves at my source. Spiritual food will truly give you more than earthly food can. Even if you don't feel it yourselves, but the soul receives immeasurable strength through it, and it will also strengthen the body if it is willing to take the path to the source of life. If the body does not resist as soon as the soul is offered food and drink, and know that I know all your hardship and suffering but that I cannot spare you inner struggles for the sake of your soul but which you will certainly also overcome with my help and my strength. You cannot value highly enough that my fatherly love has opened up this spring for you, for my strength flows directly to you. You are at the spring and can receive the water of life in its clarity and freshness, which must always have a beneficial effect on you. And therefore often go to this spring and refresh yourselves. And your earthly walk will also be easier for you will no longer walk an earthly path alone, because I must be present to you when I speak to you, and I speak to you when you merely desire to hear me. When you seek out the spring which I have opened up for you, all my children shall gather at the source of life, all my children shall desire to be fed and watered by me, and I will invite them all to come to me as my guests and take supper with me. I will strengthen soul and body and make them fit for their earthly change. I will not leave anyone in need who faithfully entrusts himself to me. For I want to heal wounds, not inflict them. And where it appears to you as if I let you suffer, my love is always at work which wants to help you if you are in danger of harming your soul. My love, however, is always with you and guides you through adversity and suffering. It wants you to come to life and then never lose this life again. And you can feel my love in every word which sounds to you, which originates from me and wants to find an echo in your soul. And if you feel my love, you will also continue your pilgrimage without worry, for then you will always know that you are under my protection. Amen.